Senator, another significant announcement to address water quality and nutrient management here in the Toledo area.
This $2 million, kind of one-of-its-kind grant from USDA, will go to farmers, some of the 14,000 farmers in the Maumee watershed. It will be about $55, $56 an acre for farmers that that do the ground cover when they harvest their soybeans. The ground cover then will protect the soil, if you will, hold the nutrients in with whether it's manure or whether it's inorganic fertilizer. Then in over the winter, so the runoff from the torrential downpours or just the typical runoff that will not find its way into the Miami or into the Maumee Basin and ultimately into this river and into Lake Erie.
While significant, more is needed.
Yeah, this is significant as the filter strips are significant, and you know, thousands of farmers around Ohio have planted these grasses along small creeks and streams, which help contain the runoff too and keep it out. All of these are voluntary. There's all a pretty good economic incentive to farmers. I think the incentive might be greater today with the price of corn coming down than they were a year or two ago, but we're hopeful that, I mean, we know there's not enough federal dollars to get everybody that wants to participate in, but we think this is a start. We're also working regionally with Indiana and Michigan with the USDA for other support in the future and other kinds of help.
You also talked about some work that you're doing coming up in September that could generate some additional funds for Ohio.
Yeah, the application with Indiana and Michigan, we passed the first step, the first approval process. It's up to $13 million that could come to this part of Ohio, to the northwest, to the Maumee River Basin. Keep in mind, the Maumee River Basin is the largest river basin with the most agriculture of any tributary of any of the five Great Lakes, compounded by the fact that Lake Erie around Toledo is the shallowest of any part of the Great Lake, as shallow as 30 feet. So torrential downpours brought in part by climate change, most scientists believe, and just the shallowness of the lake and the issues of dredging all make this more of a challenge than anywhere else and among the greatest body of fresh water in the world, among the Great Lakes.
So what's the message to the non-agricultural community that we keep addressing this issue from the agricultural side?
Well, the message is that we're all in it together, and we all have some responsibility. Farmers do, homeowners that put this stuff on their lawns do, the city of Toledo does, taxpayers that have underfunded, frankly, state governments underfunded water, the kinds of water treatment facilities we need. We, you know, years ago took the phosphates out of detergent. That really helped back 30 years ago. We're seeing other phosphorus and nitrogen and other kinds of runoff into these lakes and into this lake increasingly, and we've got to deal with it together, not by pointing fingers, by giving incentives, by people being good stewards of the land. As Mr. Myers, the farmer in Lucas County, was here today, talked about lots to do.
Senator, it's always a pleasure.
Sure. You too. Good to see you. Thanks.